Hey everybody, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday, the time is now 5:01 a.m. I'm Ron Smith. The show you're listening to is Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light. Food Pantry, located at 1171 East 95th Street between Flatlands and Avenue J. And I'm giving honor to God today. I thank Him for being the Lord of my life and waking me up this morning at a God-forsaken time. But I'm glad. I am so glad and I'm so blessed to be alive today. First of all, I want to give a shout out and a special thank you to Pastor Dr. Maureen Rush, as well as Sister Baptiste, as well as Johnny John. Yeah, Johnny! And the other members of Children of the Light Food Pantry that come in to help every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And if you want to come down there to get you some food, it's best to get there by at least 12 in the afternoon, because sometimes they close up at 2 p.m. And bring an apartment with you, please, if you can, whatever you can spare. $10, $20, please. They need that money desperately to keep that refrigerated truck gassed up and insured so that you can get the food. Now, I want to take this time out to say a few things. There are times when I really want to say a lot and I don't get to say a lot, because the problem is I only do like a 5-minute podcast on this program. At some point it's going to change. I'm going to try to do longer, but really I just want to take a little bit of time to talk to you. The management here at the apartment where I'm living has been harassing me. We're coming close to the time when I gotta go back to court. And they've been lying, stealing, cheating, doing all kinds of destructive stuff. The water is contaminated. I talked to you about lead contaminated water. But some of you are very hard-headed people. I mean really hard-headed people. You're drinking contaminated water, you're getting sick, and family members and yourself ended up dying. Yeah, and it shouldn't have to be that way. You need to get your water tested. Anyway, so they've been knocking on my door, calling me on the phone, all kinds of crap. And I'm sick of it. My so-called friends that were supposed to have been helping me and looking out for me, well, they turned their backs on you. I'm really speaking truth now, and I know I shouldn't be putting all my personal out there, but let's face it, you look out for people, you make sure that they have food when they don't have anything to eat, and they do to you terrible, spiteful things. I'm not holding grudges or anything, but I pray for them every day. Let me say my scripture verse and then I'll be out of here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, I'll be back. Forgive me if some of my words sound confusing to some. It may not feel entertainment to others, but I speak not in riddles, but I'm putting facts out. The people who need to know these facts, they know who they are. So this is like a personal message to you. So if you take it personal, you should take it personal, because I'm talking directly to you, even though I'm not saying your name. All right? Take care.